Charlie, Marco said as the stakes have gotten higher this year, you guys have gotten looser, more excited. What do you think has allowed this team to perform in the biggest moments?
I think obviously that wasn't the first period that we wanted, knowing the stakes of this game. But I think we started to find it in the second. We started having, a bunch of line rushes and chances, and we started shooting the puck more. And, nothing went in. But I think when we came back in, our mindset was like we're just a shot away from this being a very different game. So, that's the resilience I think that we've tried to embody all year, and to see that, this time of year, to have a comeback win like that. We haven't had many of those this year, but that's huge. You can definitely build off that.
You needed an emotional spark in the first. You have those two big fights, mean fights.
Yeah.
What was the feeling as those are playing out?
Yeah, I mean, we just have so much respect for those guys when they do that. You know, those are two big bodies on the other side, that are, tough opponents, to drop the gloves with. So, two big emotional fights for us, and kind of wakes everybody up. I think that was the spark of life we needed, and then we came in and, we kind of got it from Sturmey a little bit. And it was, after that, it was like, okay, let's go, time to get going, and I think we did.
And it took something there, because the second period's getting better, but the plays aren't kind of finishing, right?
Yeah, we were starting to get going. We started transitioning well. We had a bunch of 3-on-2, some more O's on time, but it wasn't as clean. Like, we were just, like, one play away, and then I think we didn't stop. We just kept going and, hope that we would start to connect on them, and then, we just made enough plays in the third period to get us back in.
It's late in the season. There's nothing clinched in terms of the playoff spot. What do you think this game like this can do for you?
I mean, I think it just, will absolutely help us with our confidence. I've said this in years past, you have to do those. Like, we have to have a game like tonight. We're down 3 going into the third, and we come back and win. Where then you have belief in it, you almost have to earn that. Like, obviously we've been resilient and we do have a never say die attitude, but now it's like, for the stakes at the end of the year and moving forward, we have that in our head, like, hey, we've done it before, been there before, and we've done it, and we can, we can have that real belief.
Yeah, you get the goal, your own goal, then you get the one where Zach makes the tip. You seem more inclined to shoot. Or am I reading too much into it?
No. I think I was trying to have a shot first mentality a little. We were moving it, pretty good on the power play, and I know we were talking about just shooting, whether it was 5-on-5 or that, just to have a net focus. So I tried to take it to heart, and whenever I had a lane, just to try and put it there, and you never know what's gonna happen, and those were two big ones to get us back into it.
I said this way, I was disappointed he didn't have a fight.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not even fighting anymore. He got his one fight, and now it's done. Let us take care of that.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Annie.